Blog Talk Radio. God, we don't want your triumph. He is worthy of all the praise and worthy to be exalted. Hallelujah! Are you ready to praise Him?
Good evening, hello dear friends and partners. Welcome to a very short solution. This is your favorite host here in Dallas, Texas, getting ready to travel to the beautiful continent of Africa. As you know, we will be hosting our very first Fresh Aroma Nairobi International Conference next weekend, June the 25th to the 28th, at the beautiful Meridian Hotel on Moy Avenue, opposite Jivanji Gardens. The conference is free. We begin Thursday, June the 25th at 6 p.m. Then Friday, we have three sessions, morning at 9, afternoon at 2, and evening we start again at 6. Same schedule Saturday and Saturday morning. I'll be doing my special Women of Destiny in Nairobi, as the King's Men are also meeting. And then Sunday we have two afternoon services at 2 o'clock and at 5 o'clock. Those of you from East Africa, please spread the news. If you've seen the flyer on Facebook, tag, share with as many people. Fresh Aroma has been called to the nations, taking the fragrance of God and bringing healing, restoration, and transformation to God's people. We're excited. We are looking forward. And we thank God for the team in Nairobi who are doing a superb job. After Nairobi, we will be in the beautiful Lusaka, Zambia, with the second Fresh Aroma International Conference, July the 16th. To the 19th at the lovely Courtyard Hotel, Lusaka, Zambia. Again, friends from Zambia, tell your relatives, your friends, your in-laws, your outlaws, and not to miss. In Lusaka, we start in the morning at 9 on July the 16th, then at 2, then at 6, and same with Friday, and same with Saturday, and again Saturday morning. We have the special Women of Destiny, as the men also have their session, and then Sunday afternoon and evening. So if you've been blessed by solutions, and I believe you have, please help us spread the word. Well, I'm going to be away most of the summer, and I really wanted to have a heart-to-heart talk with you, my dear partners. As you know, this ministry, of course, it's the Holy Spirit who runs it through me. But to do what we are doing, we do need the consistency and generosity of our partners. So I believe of you, I can confidently say all of you have been enriched, you've been enlightened, you've been equipped, you've been blessed, you've learned so much. And the very best gift you can give us, if you're not a partner, is to become a partner. A partner just means to give on a monthly basis. And, you know, consistency is better, you know, because when we come back, we will be now preparing for our 12th annual Fresh Aroma Conference right here in Dallas, Texas. And as you can see, time is flying. I mean, I can't believe the April conference is gone, and the Africa mission seems so far away, but literally I'm leaving tomorrow. So I want to reach out to you, my friends and partners, to be a blessing unto this ministry as we have been to you. You know, if 50 of you listening even gave $25 or $50 a month, it would help us tremendously. I cannot even describe the expense and the budget. But you see, God has called us, and the Bible says, how will they know unless somebody sends them? And how will they hear without a preacher? So you may not be able to do all that I do. God's given me the grace, the energy, the zeal, the passion, but you have the finances, and then together we are all serving the Lord. So I really want to encourage you. Please don't procrastinate. Please don't keep saying next week, or I'll wait for when I hear her preach on the prayer line. No, I really would love to be surprised while I am away. I would love to see consistently. Many of you pledged in April. Please start giving from then, just your monthly seed. And as I said, it's not about the amount, but it's the consistency that keeps the ministry going. It's about the generosity. And you know, that is the kingdom. In the kingdom, the Bible says, whatsoever a man sows, he shall reap. So as you sow into Fresh Aroma, you know we're a soul-winning ministry. You know we are called to the nations, but we're also called to America. And wherever we go, there is testimony after testimony of changed lives. I was just in Seattle, and I'm telling you, it was absolutely phenomenal. First of all, those people really know how to receive, so it was very easy for me to flow. But what a move of God we experienced. And the two nights, the place was jam-packed to capacity. So you can see that hunger and that desire. And at one point, every altar call, people were just coming. I mean, if I said ministers, people would just come. Worshippers, you know, because the power of God was in the place. And so this lets me know there's a hunger. There's a yearning for God in cities and in nations. But it takes me going there, and it takes people like you to support by your giving. And what are the blessings of giving? There is a special grace that is released upon your life when you are a giver, when you give to support a soul-winning ministry like ours, a ministry that is touching families and couples and young people. I mean, just people from all across. When I was in Seattle, I met one of my spiritual daughters and partners. And when I met her 5 years ago, she was a successful businesswoman, but just basically doing like elder homes. But I remember she gave the biggest seed Fresh Aroma has ever had about 5 years ago. And I'm telling you, this girl, the Lord has blessed her, expanded her, multiplied her. She's now doing business in Dubai, in India, in Kenya. I mean, she is very blessed. But you see, it took her sowing. It took her supporting the ministry. It took her, being a blessing, because as we have blessed her, she said, let me sow my finances. But you see, as you give for us to preach the gospel, God also remembers your need. So when you are a partner, a consistent partner, number one, you will see a consistent harvest. You see, farmers plant, and then when harvest time comes, they're excited because they have been planting. So you can never harvest if you've not been planting. So number one, I want to encourage you to plant. Go back to April, especially those of you who are in the conference and you pledged. If you've not yet fulfilled your pledge, go back to April or go back to May, or simply start afresh this month. You can give 25, you can give 50, you can give 100, you can give 300, 500, 1,000. You know, we should never be ashamed of talking about money. When we go to the doctor, it's not free. When we go to the dentist, it's not free. The immigration lawyer is definitely not free. Even bank, you know, you bank there, but they charge you for that account. And how much more the gospel? You know, many times people say salvation is free. Actually, it's not, because Jesus literally paid a price by laying down his life for you and me. And I tell you, there's such a hunger and such a desire in the nations. We are getting calls and texts and Facebook messages of people just so eager for us to go there. And when we go there, you know, we bless them with Bibles, with CDs, and we do so many things, you know. So Number one, plant that seed consistently for the rest of the month so you can have a consistent harvest. And when you give, make sure you tell the Lord, Father, I'm giving into this soul-winning ministry, this ministry that's called to release healing, restoration, and transformation. And then the second thing, you know, when you sow into a ministry, by God's grace, God's given us tremendous favor, you tap into the favor upon my life and upon Fresh Aroma. Everywhere I go, people always, always, the ministers want me to come back. And that is the favor of God, because I know ministers who go places and nobody wants them to go back. So it's a blessing to be favored of God that people want you to come back. So that is the second thing, that as you give consistently, you are tapping in to the favor of God. Number three, know that you are changing lives. You know, life is fulfilling when you know you are changing lives. It's so boring just to live for yourself and your spouse and your two little kids and your cat and your dog. What is so fulfilling is to touch lives. I love changing lives to the glory of God. I love to see people refreshed and fired up and charged up. I love to see ministers who had once quit, but they're back in ministry because of a message I preached or because of my testimony. I love to see the Lord heal the sick and set the captives free. I love to see men are loving their wives and being a blessing to their children. That's what the gospel is. It is a gospel of good news. So when you sow into our ministry, you are helping us take this gospel to bring good news to families, to couples, to churches, to ministers, to people from all walks of life. So you can go on our website, www.fresharomaministry.org, or you can call my wonderful administrator, Pastor Shiko, at 314-814-4601. So I really want to encourage you to do that. Do this consistently. Do it at the beginning of the month. You know, when you're paying your bills, you remember Fresh Aroma that has encouraged you and prayed with you and counseled you and blessed you and empowered you. It is a biblical principle. You know, I love what the Queen of Sheba did. She heard about Solomon, but she did not go empty-handed. Whenever you want to go to the next level, it's not enough just to say, man and woman of God, pray for me. Yes, God is faithful, but really to go to the next level, you need to sow. I am a sower. When I was in Seattle, believe me, I sowed, and I'm so glad that I sowed, because I was tremendously, tremendously blessed. But I know that would not have happened if I had not sowed. I'm one person, if God tells me to empty my account, I immediately do it. I tithe not just from it, but from the gross, you know. And so I want to encourage you. I want to minister to you to be a blessing to Fresh Aroma. So number one, you get a consistent harvest when you sow seed consistently. Number two, God releases grace and favor upon your life. Number three, you go to another level. I don't know any giver who remains stagnant. You go to another level. Number four, God marks you with a mark of distinction. You cannot be ordinary. You cannot be average. You cannot be mediocre. God always sets aside and puts a mark of distinction on his givers. So if you want to be a man or woman of distinction, you want to be set apart, you want God's hand to be upon you, his mark to be upon you, you have got to be a giver to the work of God. So that is the fourth thing. The fifth thing, you know, you create a memorial before the Lord. In Acts 9, it talks about Cornelius, the angel of God, came to him and said, your prayers and your giving have come up as a memorial before God. So in order for supernatural intervention to take place in your life, you cannot just say, I'm just going to pray and not give. And especially if a ministry has blessed you, it is the proper protocol. It is a biblical principle to give back. Doesn't matter how big or how small, but do it willingly. Do it cheerfully. The Bible says God loves a cheerful giver, and he gives seed to the sower. You know, when you desire really to sow, the Lord will bless you to sow. I'm telling you, through my giving, God has opened so many doors. Even when I was in Seattle, there were some pastors from San Antonio that were welcoming me, and then another part of, you know, Washington State, and I'm like, right now, I cannot even accept any invitations. My heart is in Africa. But people ask me all the time, how do you get all these doors? And the secret is being a giver. I love to bless the servants of God. I love to bless the work of God. So I'm encouraging you, especially, you know, you cannot just receive, receive, receive. You know, life is about being reciprocal. In marriage, we bless one another. You know, in family, we bless one another, in friendship. And it's the same in the kingdom. You can't just receive. You can't just be a Christian who says, pray for me, prophesy over me, encourage me, speak to me, help me, without giving back. And this is why America is such a blessed nation, because they have learned to be sowers. They've learned to help. They've learned to extend a helping hand. The Bible says, he who refreshes others shall himself be refreshed. So once again, go onto our website, to our Safe and Secure page, and give. It's www.fresharomaministry.org. Again, please be consistent. Start now. If you are not at the conference in April, begin to give consistently, you know, so that we can begin to also prepare for next year. And also, those of you who are there and you know you pledged, or if you've ever pledged to Fresh Aroma, please be faithful. This helps us to do what we do in changing lives. Deuteronomy 28 talks about the blessings overtaking us. It talks about God setting us on high above all nations. It talks about us being blessed going in, blessed coming out, blessed with the work of our hands. But verse 1 and 2 says, if you fully obey me, if you give to me, if you fully observe my commands, then will all these blessings come upon you. So the secret is in your giving. And I want to urge you, be a giver among your friends. When you go to a restaurant, be the one to give. In church, be faithful to your local church, to your mentors. Be a blessing to them. In Galatians 6, it says, those who are taught the word should communicate all good things. And that literally means when you are taught, when you are ministered to, you're supposed to ministerial things. If you want to call with your credit card, call Pastor Shiko at 314-814-4601. Again, no seed is too small, but what we need is a good team of people giving generously, giving consistently, giving monthly, and that will be a tremendous, tremendous blessing to our ministry, to the many, many people we touch. We're taking an apostolic team to Kenya, to Zambia, and I just thank God. I'm so passionate about serving the Lord. I'm excited about making a difference. I love what I do. So I'm going to stop here. I've gotten the message. You can inbox Pastor Shiko on Facebook. You can call us 314-814-4601. Or again, go to our website, www.fresharomaministry.org. I've talked about partnership many times, but I believe you will obey this time. I believe the Spirit of God has ministered to you. I believe you will rise up and say, this is the time for me to really be faithful in my giving. I believe you will go above and beyond in blessing a ministry that is going above and beyond. So pray for us as we go to Kenya and to Zambia, also to Uganda in August. Please reach out to your friends, tag and share. Even if you don't know anybody in those countries, just share the flyer. You know, social media is so powerful. Somebody will come across that flyer and be blessed. But I would really love to come back from Africa and really find that people have given, they've supported the work. As I said, when I get back, we are now preparing for our Dallas conference that brings people from all over the USA. So God bless you. God keep you. God places, make his face shine upon you. The Lord increase you. The Lord favor you. Thank you for your obedience. The Bible says if you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. I can't wait for your testimony. I can't wait for God to open a door. Whatever you're trusting God for, you know, this ministry, in fact, in Zambia, I'm going for my cousin's wedding. She served so faithfully last year in our very first Fresh Aroma conference, and her and Sekani were both on our planning committee, and look what God did. So Fresh Aroma, we're anointed to bring couples together. We're anointed for business people, anointed for families, anointed, just anointed to be a blessing to this generation. So you're sowing into favor. You're sowing into the grace of God. You're sowing into expansion, divine acceleration, whatever breakthrough you need, immigration, legal, family, financial, spiritual, or material. We are a praying ministry. We will pray over your seed, and God will answer you by fire as he has done it to so many others. So I love you with the love of Jesus. Send me a Facebook message. Let me know that you are blessed by this message on partnership. Send Pastor Shiko a message. Send Pastor Nathan. They are all part of our team. And we will be so blessed to see those finances rolling in so we can do the work of God. God bless you. I love you. And you will see the updates on Facebook. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.
Praise the Lord. Come on, let the redeemed of the Lord take over. Are you ready to praise him? Come on, join me. Let's